It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a little bit of anxiety, or I should say I had, because it's been resolved, but last Saturday was Art's birthday. We had some friends over. We were watching the Dodger game. Some drinks were had. And the next morning, I woke up and I was like, did that happen? Or did I dream that it happened?
Oh, I get that after drinking too.
So we have some newer friends. They're baseball friends that came over. And you know me, I'm a hugger. Like, I won't tell you that I love you, but I will hug you if I don't know you. And so I thought at the party I had hugged one of our newer friends and that she had told me, I'm not a hugger. And it was awkward.
Awkward.
So then I was like, I had the anxiety the next morning of when I see our new friend, like I'm going to be awkward. And then I was like, did I dream it? Did it really happen? And is it more weird that I dreamed about hugging the new friend? I'm telling you, I was all in my head.
Your
about
mind's
this.
A mess.
Yes.
Absolute mess right now.
So fast forward to baseball practice and our new friend is there. I'm just going to put her name's Sunny. Okay. So Sunny's there. And I go up to her and I go, okay, Sunny, this might be a little weird, but did I hug you Saturday night and you told me that you weren't a hugger?
You actually went up and confronted her.
Yes.
So you really had no idea if this happened or not.
And it was bugging me. And I didn't want to offend her if she wasn't a hugger and I went up and like awkwardly drunk and hugged her.
Oh my gosh. Dig yourself a bigger hole right now.
Yeah. So she looked at me and she was totally confused. And she goes, no, that conversation did not take place.
So you dreamt it.
So then I had to tell her, okay, well, then I dreamt it. Which was even more awkward because now I just admitted that I was dreaming about hugging her.
You've made an absolute mess of this. You should have just given her a hug right then and there when you worked out it was a dream.
I had to walk her through it. I mean, she laughed about it. She was like, oh my gosh, that's hysterical. But yeah, it was that moment I was like, I don't know if this happened or if I dreamt it.
Wow, Kelly, wow. This has happened to me plenty of times. I've dreamt something, not known if it's real or not, including last night. I've never got to the stage, though, where I've had to go confront the person and personally ask them whether it happened.
Well, she's a friend. We see her, and our kids play baseball together. And so if I made it awkward, I wanted to make it right with her, but I didn't know if it actually happened.
It was a dream.
The dream was so realistic. Okay, has this ever happened? Please make me feel better and not like I'm a giant idiot. Has this ever happened where you thought something really happened in real life, but it turns out it was just a dream?
888-431-3764. We want to hear from you this morning. Well, after a night of having a few drinks with friends, celebrating her husband's birthday, Kelly woke up in a panic with some anxiety because she recalled an awkward conversation she had with a friend that was there. She gave her a hug, and the friend said she's not a hugger.
Yeah, it was one of those moments I'm like, did that really happen or did I dream it? So I was so confused by it, I actually confronted my friend. I was like, hey, did this happen? And she's like, no, you totally dreamt that, which made it even more awkward.
You dreamt the whole thing and you were so convinced that happened, you had to confront your friend to find out the truth. That is very, very impressive. It actually happened to me last night, not quite to the same extent. But remember during the week I was telling you that I lent someone I didn't really know $100.
Uh-huh.
And I have never got the money back and he's ghosted me.
Right.
It's been on my mind, obviously. I had a dream last night that he randomly sent me the money back. I got an Apple Cash Pay notification. So convinced I got that money back that I went to my account this morning, couldn't find it, and then went scrolling down looking for it, then went into my Apple Cash Pay to look for it, then realized it was a dream and I never got the money and he's still a dirtbag.
I wish that would have had a better ending. Not a nightmare for you. Kathy and Rancho, has this happened to you where you thought something was really, really happening, but it turns out it was just a dream?
So this actually happened to my dad, and it's still the family joke. So a couple years ago, we were having a couple earthquakes here in Southern California, you know, like it happens. And it's 2 a.m., and my dad's yelling, like, across the house, Everybody get out of the room. Get out of the room. Let's go downstairs. Let's go downstairs. We're awaking out of a deep sleep. And we're like, dude, what the heck is going on? And we sit on the stairs for like, I kid you not, maybe like 10 minutes. And we're all like, Dad, what is going on? And he goes, okay, maybe I dreamt it. Maybe I dreamt we were having an earthquake.
Wow. He got the whole family panicked.
He had the whole family in a panic. He was ready to like get us out in the backyard, you know, middle of winter. And we're like, I'm pretty sure you're dreaming, bro. Like, so yeah.
Can we go back to sleep now, Dad? It was a good run through.
Oh, yeah. You know, practice makes perfect.
Got junk? Call.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.